wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia.
Debates as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, AI in education, ministry assures teachers of job security amid tech integration. A man suffers burn on private part inflicted by wife. In international news, Trump orders US military to prepare action in Nigeria. And in sports news, Ministry Oriental queries host Kaputa Tomlin. With the news in detail, my name is Francis Moore. In local news, the Ministry of Education in Northwestern Province has reassured teachers that the integration of artificial intelligence, AI, into the education sector will not result in job losses. Northwestern Provincial Education Officer Frederick Munkini emphasized that the government's adoption of AI is aimed at enhancing efficiency and improving learning outcomes, not replacing educators. He affirmed that teachers remain central to the education system as mentors and facilitators, with technology serving to complement their efforts. Speaking during an AI hackathon organized by Kansanshi Mining PLC in Kolwezi, Munkini encouraged teachers to embrace AI and integrate it into their teaching practices to better prepare learners for the future. Kansanshi Mining PLC Assistant General Manager Axel Kotzen echoed the sentiment, stating that AI represents the future of learning and innovation. He reaffirmed the company's commitment to supporting digital literacy and technological advancement, which he described as key drivers of modern development. A 47-year-old man from Mrs. Compound in Lusaka has suffered burns on his private parts after his wife allegedly poured hot water on him while he slept in his bed on Tuesday evening. Triwell Piri, who is currently admitted to Chawama Level 1 Hospital, has told Diamond News that on the material day, he was first hit with an iron bar on his left leg before being poured with hot water for unclear reasons. Piri narrates that after the assault, he spent the whole night groaning in agonizing pain with no one to help him get to the nearest hospital while his wife refused to assist him. He says the matter escalated when his family members forced her to visit him at the hospital, where she refused to be at his bedside, saying she had wanted him to die. This resulted in hospital police apprehending her and conveying her to Chawama Police Station, where she is currently in custody. His aunt, Natalie Spiri, says the two had been having marital differences and were being advised to separate. She further expressed her desire for the woman to be prosecuted, contrary to the desire of the victim, who merely wishes to divorce his wife for the sake of his three children. Special Assistant to the President for Politics, Levi Ngoma, says the Constitution Amendment process is legal and can take place at any time. Ngoma has urged the public not to be misled into believing that government is illegally amending the process. Ngoma has called on all citizens to actively take part by making submissions and contributions to the ongoing exercise. He said this during a community engagement in Chama District. Ngoma also says the process is being conducted in a transparent manner to ensure the constitution reflects the aspirations and needs of all citizens. He has also urged the public to report any individuals attempting to undermine President Hakainde Hichilema's efforts to promote development in the district. Still in local news, a tragic incident has occurred in Malawi's Mchinji district, where a Zambian businesswoman, Agnes Wale, was murdered and her colleague, Jen Lungu, left critically injured following a violent attack by a known assailant. The two women were reportedly attacked around 01 hours at Lupinga village under Chief Kapunula after being hosted by a man identified only as Wagen. The victims had traveled to Malawi to purchase 650 kg bags of beans and had asked their host to assist with transport arrangements back to Gambia. According to Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robert Nemba, the suspect, along with two unidentified male accomplices, allegedly poured hot water on the women before assaulting them with sharp objects while they slept. The attackers stole their phones, handbags containing money, passports, ATM cards and national registration cards, NRCs. Malawi police in Chinji district reported the incident to Chipata Central Police Station. Efforts are underway to locate the families of both victims. Malawian authorities have launched a manhunt for the suspects involved in the heinous crime. United Church of Zambia UCZ Western Presbytery Bishop Roy Kanchele has called on the church to take a more active role in initiating social and economic ventures that complement government efforts to uplift communities. Speaking during the induction ceremony of Reverend Kennedy Mushota as Minister of Word and Sacrament at the Koilad Memorial Congregation in Livingstone West Consistory, Bishop Kanchele emphasized that while government programs such as the Constitutional Development Fund, CDF, social cash transfer, and cash for work are making strides, the church must do more to empower its members. He noted that the UCZ has successfully built schools across the country and can similarly engage development initiatives that support vulnerability groups like widows and the elderly who risk being left behind without proactive church support. Bishop Kanchele also expressed concern over rising levels of insults and moral decay on social media, questioning the church's role in shaping ethical behavior. He stressed that a more engaged and morally grounded church could have helped mitigate such societal challenges. Finally, in local news, energy expert Pontes Lulu says the emergency tariff has played an important role in keeping electricity services running at a time when power utility ZESCO is facing serious financial strain. His remarks follow an announcement from the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, that ZESCO's emergency electricity tariff hike has come to an end. Engineer Zulu notes that the temporary measure helped cushion the effects of prolonged load shedding, which had impacted both households and industries across the country. He has explained to Phoenix News that while the emergency tariff provided short-term relief, it was never intended to be a permanent solution. Engineer Zulu says there is need for government and ZESCO to develop a sustainable tariff structure that supports low-income households while ensuring the financial health of the utility company. He adds that a well-balanced tariff system would also make Zambia's energy sector more attractive to both local and foreign news. We now take a short break. Still to come is international sports news. Don't go away.
Balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and served with quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moment this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Did you know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email, or fax, stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint